K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Once again, K-State, all things K-State sports. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Eddie Greer coming to you from overcast morning in Kansas City, Missouri on this Monday, May 19th, 2025. Women's rowing update. Breaking news, you want to call it that, yesterday came out, and I honestly read this, but when I was about to jump on the mic, I saw this and read it a little bit, and here comes a huge announcement. Yes, so it will be Patrick Sweeney. Let's get straight on into it. Patrick Sweeney, who was the head coach, longtime head coach at K-State Women's Rowing, announced his retirement yesterday. After 22 seasons, and it was already announced that Kennedy Felice will replace Sweeney. The K-State Athletics Department announced that yesterday. So, breaking news coming out of the K-State Department there. Patrick Sweeney announcing his retirement from K-State head coach for the women's rowing team. Head coach of the women's rowing team yesterday there. And we have a press release. Here's from Patrick Sweeney saying, quote, after 22 years of steering this program, being able to do this project, this feels like the right time to hand over the team to a new head coach. And he goes on to explain himself even further. Quote, I've always believed that college sports is about the blending of the academic and the athletics. Athletics is a teaching opportunity, and I have enjoyed that. Our program is committed to that. Our department has allowed us to build the team into what it is today. I want to thank Gene Taylor, Deputy Jill Shields, for believing in that idea and helping us make sure we can keep that going as we transition into the next chapter of K-State rowing. End quote. And I was aware that Patrick Sweeney was from London, England, originally. He came to Manhattan, and he came then. Nope. Okay, I was about to say he came in my season. No, he didn't. He came in, stepped on foot to K-State back in 2003 and 04. He led the Wildcats to 11 Kansas Cup wins against in-state rival Kansas in the Sunflower Showdown, while his teams excelled in the classroom. And we've highlighted, and we're going to go. There was some news last week about that as well. Might have to backtrack to that at some point. Again, we're going to get it all. This is all things K-State sports. So we'll get to that at some point, hopefully, within the next couple of weeks, as spring sports are officially winding down, whether that's women's golf, men's golf, baseball in the postseason, Big 12 tournament on Wednesday. We'll get in that in a separate episode. Football will be around here, around the corner here before we know it, here in 2025, highlighted by four Big 12 Scholar Athletes of the Year, the second most under any current K-State head coach. So already ahead of the ball. Well, he's been ahead of the ball as far as getting his athletes to do well in the classroom. We have a statement from Gene Taylor. For those who don't know, Gene Taylor, the current athletic director at Kansas State, quote, Coach Sweeney has had a remarkable run lasting half a century in the sport of rowing, including the last 20 plus years here at K-State. And he continues on here to say, when you think of K-State rowing, you think of Pat Sweeney, and we are so appreciative of his dedication and leadership throughout his time in Manhattan. He has impacted so many student-athletes' lives over the years and left a lasting mark on our program, end quote, there as well. So a little bit here further about his replacement for the time being, which is Kennedy Felice, right? We have some information on that. And Felice from MDMHK was elevated to the head coach after five seasons as one of Sweeney's head coaches. She was a 4-year member of K-State rowing team back in 2015-19 before serving as a grad assistant, from 2020 to 2022. Felice has a distinguished rowing career, serving as a team captain in her senior season while earning All Big 12 First Team and Collegiate Rowing Coaches Association National Solid Athlete Honors back in 2018. She was also a part of two Kansas Cup victories back-to-back in 2018 and 19. So, homegrown, Kennedy Felice. So, you're already in very, very, very good hands as the turn over the reins for the time being. Now, is she going to be full-time? I have no clue right now, but this is the direction that they're going. And I have no complaints. Obviously, look, I don't know the staff. Hey, we have other K-State media members that are more closer to the team than we are, but we don't hear anybody else talking about rolling on their podcast except ours. But just judging, just looking at judging, that's probably the wrong word, but just looking at that resume, right? Just looking at it, just talking about it right there. The K-State women's rowing team is in very, very good hands with Kenny Felice. She's also a former player, if you will. So you hear these things, so it's just a right fit for K-State right there off the bat. And we'll come back to this again at some point. I'm not going to talk about it all right now and go back through what has been a over two decade career head coach for Patrick Sweeney for the K-State women's rowing team here, stepping aside and retiring. Huge news coming out of K-State Athletics yesterday as well. So we wanted to talk about it for a little bit. Again, with spring sports winding down, we're going to wait until spring sports officially close the book on the 2024-25 campaigns, respectively. And we'll come back to this as we got to have something to talk about for the summer anyway, which is pretty much right now. So once baseball has its fate decided, and all that, women's golf is wrapping up as we're talking. Well, when this podcast comes out, girl, the women's golf season will officially be wrapped up. So you have that. Men's golf ended last week. Football will be starting back here soon. You're going to have all the fall sports here gearing up here in a little while. And before we all sit here and know it, obviously football is going to be a topic of discussion here on this podcast, as well as we get revved up for the 2025-26 season, or should say 2025 season there as well. But Patrick Sweeney, congratulations to him and his family after over two decades, 22 seasons. That is a long time. but when you're having success at a program, when we see it, I've seen it here since being, well, a student and a current alum of K-State, Bill Snyder, we've seen it there. He obviously is the example. Obviously is the example for all of Manhattan, Kansas. Coming back and seeing the success. You want to keep it. And for Patrick Sweeney, they're stepping aside, retiring, and now handing over the reins to one of his assistants, and that is Kennedy Felice, now taking over full-time duties for the time being. Again, we don't know if this is going to be the move going forward into next season. We'll have to find out about that. We'll have to wait and see about that. But that's the direction Gene Taylor, the athletic director, and his rowing team that is going. And they were in the postseason recently, a couple days ago, for their Big 12 championships. We have not dove into how well they did. Obviously, again, we'll have to rewind back the clock, like we usually do, to cover them and see how well they did there. So we'll probably have to talk about that at some point here on this podcast this week or in weeks to come here, as we're in the summer months here in 2025. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get it, where our podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Once again, appreciate y'all for giving us a listen here on this Women's Rowing Breaking News Update. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, your K-State Wildcats every single day. We don't just focus on two sports. There's plenty to go around, and there'll be plenty to talk about. We will rewind the clock a little bit, talk about these seasons for men's golf, women's golf, and so forth this summer. And, of course, we're going to have plenty of football talk to discuss for sure. So that is in the plans. Obviously this summer, as they're going to be soon, the fastball and the changeup will be back in action. Talking about football and men's basketball, and let's just go ahead and throw in women's basketball in there as well. So free and available daily whenever you get your podcast, Podbean app, and weather pending. I just literally checked the weather for tonight, and it doesn't look good. So we'll have to see about that. Greer 3 of these podcasts on the Podbean app, and also going to be making a decision on whether to go out to downtown later on tonight or just do just a little bit of a small run as you're truly getting ready for the Bill Snyder returning to where it all started. Yes, where it all started. The running journey, where it all started. It happened. Well, that at least half marathon anyways. Bill Snyder half marathon going down this weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we got some from these guys. So we'll see about that. Anyways, Greer 3's podcast on the Podbean app. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this Women's Rowing Breaking News edition of the Pearl Project podcast. All things K-State sports. Patrick Sweeney, congratulations on a successful 2-decade-plus run at Kansas State. Kennedy Felice takes over. She takes over now full-time duties as head coach for the time being. And until we know for sure, moving forward for the K-State women's rowing team. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.